the grind.
It's the grind.
But Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Same road, and all you want is someone to hear your bleeding heart overflowing with tears. I hear you say that nobody knows, but you contemplate suicide was no joke, worthless and sad.
We are fighters. Fighters, I tell you. We are fighters, man. Great morning, everybody, man. I hope everybody had an amazing weekend plus one. Guys, welcome to The Grind, where we are definitely implementing some unscripted conversation, the realest show ever. Man, when I tell you, you know, I had a good weekend. I had a great weekend, but, you know, it would have been phenomenal, if my wife was here with me. But nonetheless, she'll be back, you know, this morning. So I'm happy about that. You know, a lot of stuff going on, man, in my life. Hope there's a lot of stuff going on in your life. Good stuff, that is. Always good stuff. But guess what? We got to take the good and the bad. No matter what, things are going to happen, guys. You know, God never said that you were going to be here. Nothing was going to challenge you. Nothing was going to be difficult. But it's all a matter of how you handle the challenges that happen. And it's how you handle the good stuff that happens too, man. But I want to throw back something for y'all right quick before we jump into this, because I want to talk about something that's going to be a little bit, you know, I don't want to say it's a tearjerker. I don't want to say, but it's not a tearjerker. I believe that it's definitely an eye opener. And we're going to bridge some gaps today. But, you know, we just heard, you know, Cheryl Fortune talk about being fighters, man, never giving up, you know, and always fighting a good fight. And, you know, being around the right people and doing the right thing. You know, everybody talk about do this, do that, do this, do that. You know, everybody else's opinion, you know, of what you should do. And, you know, some of those opinions are founded. Some of those opinions are based on a lot of great wisdom, you know. But what's your opinion? You know, what do you think you should do? How are you building yourself? How are you growing yourself? You know, and we want to talk about something this morning that's going to open some eyes. We want to talk about always being in character. Or you may lose the part. So y'all stick with us. So we're going to talk about character a little bit here and not losing the part that you were created to play in your life, guys. So I want to throw back a little bit for you guys. Just agree with this a little bit.
Let's go crazy, okay? Thank you.
Man, I'm tired. I was up doing the two-step, but look, there's a if you look, if you're logged in on the actual website, Blog Talk Radio / The Grind 101, as you would have seen a bunch of ladies doing some choreographed moves, you know, and it was pretty tripped out. You know, I actually love it. I had a lot of fun looking at that. But you know, Prince is, you know, one of my, you know, all-time favorites. I mean, when I was a little boy, you know, back in the day when you used to carry around radios with you and stuff like that. And we used to play LL Cool J and, you know, Michael Jackson, you know, I'm Bad and Thriller. And we used to play Prince, you know, this is crazy. But, you know, Kiss and When Doves Cry, Purple Rain, that was all back in my era. You know, yeah, I'm dating myself a little bit, but that's all right. That's all right. But I hope y'all enjoyed that for all of my – I ain't want to call y'all – I'm not even going to call y'all old heads, man, because we ain't old heads. We're not old. For all of my seasoned individuals that understand where music came from, you know, that was for you guys. But man, I'm just – I woke up this morning with so much on my mind, man, and, you know, it's getting tough for me to sleep, you know, past, you know, 5 a.m., you know, every morning now. It's like every morning I wake up, I don't even have to roll over to look at the clock. You know, it's I already know. And it's crazy because I either wake up, it's either 5 or it's 5:05 or something like that. And it's right around that time frame. So I just jump out of bed. You know, I'm like, okay, I must be waking up for a reason. So, you know, so I get up and, you know, things start to flood, you know, in my brain. So the first thing I go do is a part of my lifestyle, which is the habits I've created, which created my lifestyle, is I go get a cup of coffee. You know, that's the first thing I do, you know, because I think better when I've had my cup of coffee and, you know, I love oatmeal. So I'll get me some oatmeal as well. And I'll, you know, getting some coffee and putting something on my stomach, and I can really process everything that's going through, you know, through my heart and through my head, and just, you know, process it all and see how, you know, it's going to come out. And sometimes I don't get it until just before. Sometimes I don't get it at all. It just comes, you know, during the show, and that's how it happens most of the time, which is why this show is unscripted. You know, I didn't want the pressure of having to, you know, put together a script, you know, and do all of that. Now it just makes it doesn't make it fun for me. Now that's just me. What you like to do is what you like to do, because we're all about freedom on this show, and we're all about you, you know, being a person that you, you know, want to be, the person you need to be, you know, and being the you that God called you to be. So, you know, one of the things that you know, the reasons I created this show was really to show people how they could help others bridge gaps through them bridging their own gaps. And everything that's said on this show, man, it's just pretty much stuff that I've been through or stuff that I've been a part of and I know, you know, intimately. And you know, I don't speak out of anything that I think. It's always, you know, that I know and I've been through. You guys may have a different version, you know, of it, but this is my version. And, you know, I know that I believe, you know, it's just take the Bible, for instance. You know, I believe that, you know, there's, you know, when you read a certain passage of scripture in the Bible, I firmly believe that God meets you in that scripture where you need to be met. What you're reading at that moment may mean something different to you based on what you're going through in your life, because I believe God is a personal God. I don't believe that he is that God that just holds himself, you know, in one area and just says, this is what I mean, and boom, it's here. So I believe that you get certain things out of certain scriptures when you read or God speaks to you in different ways, different times, and, you know, and says different things to basically move you out of the situation, you know, that you're in, or maybe even give you some confirmation, you know, at times as well. So, you know, what was put on my heart today to really share, you know, was, you know, always be in character or you may lose the part. And I'm like, okay, what does that, you know, really mean? Because, you know, I, you know, character is a character, and I never really want to play a character. But the truth is, the only part in life that we don't have to audition for is the part that we were created for. And, you know, we don't really know sometimes what that part is, because you know, we've strayed so far away from it. And there's so many different things that bombard us in life that we just get out of sync with what our real character is. And you know, I know for a fact that once you get the right character, once you figure out, you know, what's the character that I'm supposed to be in, once you get in the right character, at that point, the right supporting cast will show up. You know, I'm not that person that, you know, wants to rush things, you know, even though there are moments when in my life where I get visualize things so vividly that I want them to start to manifest themselves. And, you know, God is just saying, slow down, allow it to happen, allow the pieces to fall in place and just be diligent, you know, and be consistent and be committed and do, you know, what you're supposed to do, and where I lead, I'll provide. And I firmly believe that. So, you know, so here we are, you know, doing things now that we're being led to do. And those things are bridging gaps for people, you know, around the world. And it's great that it's happening that way, because it's not about me. It's not about anybody else that's on the show at all. It's all about, you know, it's all about the lives that it's helping and the gaps that are being bridged. And, you know, it's, and we're in a season, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that, you know, God has said, you know, just right now be first partaker. You know I started the show in the very beginning, and, you know, I had different people on the show, and thank everybody that came on. You know, you guys gave some very, very valuable input, you know, but God said there's a season where you have to be the first partaker, and you have to go through, and you're going to have to eat, and you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to feed, so, and you're going to have to help. And that's what I'm doing right now. You know, as this show evolves, you know, things will change, you know, in God's timing, but, you know, it's definitely not in my timing. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, always being in character, you know, or you fear losing the part. Some of us, you know, some of us have already lost the part, you know, some of us lost the part and then we got the part, you know, back again. You know what, you know, we've changed our character, you know, so we have to fight to stay in character. And that's the bad part, right? We've changed our character, so we got to fight to stay in a character that really is not who we are. For whatever reason, we've changed characters. And that can be for a lot of different reasons. I don't really need to list those reasons. I think I'll just say, you know, things happen. Stuff happens. Life happens. You know, people go through different traumas in life, and people, you know, want this or they want that, or they need this or they need that. So they change things up, you know, that takes them out of character. You know, and I believe that many people suffer from depression because they've been someone else for so long that their body starts to crumble under the pressure, and it lets you know that it doesn't want to play this character anymore. I mean, I firmly believe, because when you think about what, you know, about what depression is and what sadness is, depression is that thing that debilitates you. It's a chemical imbalance in your body. And it causes your body to adversely react to the character that you're in. It's not sadness, because sadness is just for the things that happen, you know, day to day. You know, my dog is sick, or, you know, I lost my job, or, you know, I lost a loved one, or something happened to someone else. You know, someone else is going through something and it makes you sad, you know. But depression is that long-term effect of living out of character. And that's what depression is. And when you really think about depression, if you're that person and you're depressed, if you've been depressed before in your life, you may be depressed right now. You understand that depression is very real. I know, because I've been depressed before. I understand how it affects you chemically. I understand that your body starts to react in different ways. The mind is a very, very powerful thing. When your mind is not in sync with your body or with the right things, if some things happen long term in your life, then there's a reason for it, and your body will start to react for it. Now, just take something as simple as losing your job. I say simple, but I say simple, but it's really not simple, right? Some people are unemployed right now, and they're saying, you know, I'm depressed because I've lost my job. You know, and some of us look at, you know, what are the long term, you know, what's the long term thing that happened behind, you know, a person losing their job? Well, you could have saw the wheels really shaking. You could have known that you weren't really moving forward in your job for quite some time. You could have known that, you know, you're not really doing what you really want to be doing. And you've been settling all of this time. But now you've fallen into a state of depression because you can't get another job, or you're not getting a job that's paying you what that job was paying you. So you're trying to figure out how you're going to make the ends meet. You're trying to figure out exactly what you're going to do to move yourself to the next level, or to even be on the same level that you were on. And when you get depressed about something, it kind of debilitates you. It makes you're either going to lose weight or you're going to gain weight. You could have headaches. I mean, you could start your things in your body really start to shut down, because mentally, I don't think a lot of people understand how your body is connected to your brain. I mean, mentally, when you tell yourself something and you don't come out of it, your body starts to physically react to that. And that's what depression is. And it just compounds itself. You get to the point to where now you're not only having issues because you don't have a job, now you have issues because now you're losing weight, or now you have issues because now you're gaining weight. You have issues now because you have chronic headaches. Now you have issues because now your heart is hurting, because your brain is so focused on a certain thing that you forget to even breathe the way you should throughout the day. You forget to even get up and walk, and you just sit there and you lay there and you don't do anything for yourself. So now you've got different physical issues in your body that compounds. And now just the job is not the state that's giving you the depression anymore. Now it's all of the other things that are compounded. So the only way to really fix that is to do something about it. And 99.9% of the time, guys, nobody's coming to save you from that. Because in a lot of cases, a lot of people don't want you to know that they're depressed. They don't want the world to know. So they put this, you know, this facade up, this face up, and it appears as if everything is okay. And people are walking around what I call zombified. They're walking around looking as if everything is fine, but it's not. But there are some people that are visibly depressed, and they can no longer hide it, right? And I believe that what you're saying, and this is deep, because think about, you know, depression, and think about your character, who you are. When you are who you are, and you are who you're supposed to be, everything starts to fall in place for your life. Everything starts to move in the right direction, and you start to create and get the opportunity that you should have, because you're being the person that you should be. When you've been someone that you're not supposed to be for a long time, then that's when the depression starts to set in, because now your body is saying, I can't do this anymore. I'm done. And now you're at that point in life to where you're tired of being the person that you are because you're not happy. You've been someone that you're not for way too long. So we stop being accountable to ourselves, and that we're solely accountable to other people and what they want to see in our life, and as opposed to what we know we want to see or what we need to see. I've always said on this show, ladies and gentlemen, that you are the best judge of what you need. You may think that you're not, but when you really think about what it is that you need and what it is that you're called to be or to do, some of us, that may elude some of us, but if we really sit down and think about it long enough, it comes to us. But there's always that decision that we have to make to say, okay, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to take the hits. I'm willing to come out of the character that I'm in to be the character that I know I'm supposed to be. And God, when I become the character that I'm supposed to be, then I'm starring in my own life. Now you're going to give me the supporting cast I need to actually do what I'm supposed to do. And that's a tough transition sometimes. So some of us will say, you know, how will I know when I'm living the life I was designed to live? And the only answer that I can give you is that you'll know. You'll know. I can't even say it's not that it's unexplainable. It's that thing that you have to experience, because when you're on the right path, when you're on the right road, things feel right. It smells right. It tastes right. You're making the right decisions and you have a sense of well-being. You have a sense of belonging. You have a sense of self-accountability at this point, because now you're understanding that I'm controlling the controls. I've mastered my mindset. I'm doing the stuff that the things that I know that I need to do. And now I'm getting where I need to be. So I know for a fact that we were created to thrive and not to die a slow, miserable life. That's what we were created for. But some of us are really dying that slow, miserable life. But how do we get to the point to where we understand that we're taking back our life? We're going to get out of the character that we're in, because some of our lives are not the life. We're living lives that we were never meant to live. And there is no magical, sparkly, twinkle dust. There is no poof. And now I'm back in character. It's going to be a transition, because for decades, you've been living out of character. So how do you get back in character? Two words. You just start slowly taking back your life, listening to yourself. Are you going to make some mistakes along the way? Yeah. Should you seek wise counsel? Absolutely. But slowly start taking back your controls until you can skillfully, with wisdom, push the buttons that move you forward instead of keep you stagnant, living a life that you weren't meant to live, being totally out of character. You know, people always tell me, you know, people say, you know, you can't hide anything because it shows all over your face. It shows all over your face. And, you know, I used to think that was a problem, but I said, you know what? No, it's not a problem. It's just who I am. I have a BS meter. I don't like that meter. I have a, you know, that doesn't sit well with me meter. And I'm not going to subdue that. It is who I am. So if something's not sitting well with me, then you know what? I believe that the person that's telling me should know that it's not. And I'm okay with that now. I've embraced it because I'm in control of my life. I control the controls. I've mastered my mindset. So there's a lot that comes along with that, but all of that we do, mastering your mindset and controlling the controls, we can't do that until we are back in character. We got to get back in character. So you're gonna know that now you're just gonna start doing it. You're gonna start taking back your life. You're gonna start listening to yourself, that little voice that subconsciously leads you in the right direction. Little by little, you start to take back your life. You start to take back that leading role in your life. Because some of you are sitting back saying, "Man, that's the part I'm supposed to play," and you're watching from afar, and you're like, I'm supposed to be playing that part, but I'm playing this part. So you got to be, I like to say, you got to be all in on you. So the low self-esteem, the, you know, I can't do this, or I don't think I can do that, and I don't know how this is going to work, all of that, you that's not being all in on you. See, you never know. No one has all the answers. So the only way you can start to get the answers is to just start. And sometimes, as I've always said, those are baby steps. And if you're not trying to take the long mother may I leap, then take the baby steps until you can take longer strides. And then you can start to take a leap here and there. But nothing happens until you start to take the baby steps. You can't walk before you crawl. You can't run before you walk. So you have to start somewhere. And as I've always said, once you conquer or master the start and not worry about what's happening, then you can take back the leading character, the leading role in your life. You have to be your greatest cheerleader. You have to stop worrying about what people are going to think about what you say when you know that what you're about to say has been given to you, you know, from God himself. You're listening. You're in tune with what's going on. Never, ever, guys, be afraid to tell someone that something doesn't sit well with you if it affects you. And be prepared to show them that it doesn't. It's okay. Sometimes you have to show people, because I always say I can show you better than I can tell you. Be all in on you. But be all in on you that seeks the wisdom and the growth in things. Don't just be reckless, right? Be all in on you, but be all in on you, the part of the version of you that seeks wisdom and to grow in things that feed others through what you do. I'm a firm believer that whatever it is that God has given you to do, it's going to help other people as well. While you're being helped, it's going to help other people. My cup runneth over. So we have to do the things that we're being led to do, but be willing to make the sacrifices that need to be made. So never be afraid to tell someone that something doesn't sit well with you when it affects you, because freedom is a choice. And one thing that I know about freedom, it's never free. It's never free. But you're free from domination. Freedom. You're free from being dumb. You're free from being dominated. You can spin that a lot of different ways, but freedom, it's a choice, and it's never free. There's always a sacrifice. You just have to be willing to accept it, because sometimes your freedom is, all the time, your freedom's going to come at a price. It may come at a price. It may piss somebody off. That price may be, you know, my freedom is I'm going to pay the price. You know, sometimes a lot of people pay the price with their life. But are you willing to pay that price? Are you willing to make some people mad? Are you willing to ruffle some feathers to be free? See, once you set that baseline, then it kind of tells everybody else, it puts a barrier around you, and it tells everybody else that you can't dominate that one. That one right there is not dumb. And now you're free. So you can't start being in character until you're free. If you're still subject to somebody else or something else, then you can't be, you can't get in your own character until you're free. And here's a golden rule of thumb, guys. This is what I had to realize, because, you know, a lot of times there was a time in my life when I would curtail what I wanted to say or what I wanted to do based on how everybody else felt about it. When I knew that it was the right thing to do, when I knew that it was going to help some people, I had to realize that I'll never please everyone. So I had to stop trying. Somebody's mad right now because of what I'm saying. I don't care. Somebody's not tuning in to my show right now because they don't want to hear me say what I say. I don't care. Because when God gives it to you, he gives it to you for a reason. You're not going to be you're not going to be the person that never gets persecuted. That's going to happen. Right? It's going to happen. You just got to be willing to make the sacrifice and accept it. There's always somebody out there that's going to benefit from what you say. But it's the version of you that says it, that's sauteed in love and wisdom and understands that, you know, what you're saying, everything that comes out of your mouth can affect other people. And when you're in tune with that, then you're bridging some gaps when you talk. Here's the thing about me. I've always been that person that I never wanted to be seen as arrogant. I've just always wanted to be seen as confident. One thing that you're not going to do with Nathan McCray is you're not going to violate my choice, because I don't violate anyone else's choice. You're not going to take my freedom because I don't violate anyone else's freedom. So I don't think it's a lot to ask for me for you not to violate mine. So I make sure that those two things are intact with me. I never wanted to be the pedestal. be put on a pedestal. I never wanted to be put on a high pedestal. I just always wanted to be the pedestal that creates the foundation for those that thought they couldn't, but finally found out that they could. I wanted to be that pedestal. And to this day, I want to be that pedestal. I want to bridge that gap for people. I want to be that pedestal that people can stand on and say, you know what? Before this pedestal, I didn't know I could do it. But because of this pedestal, now I can stand with the foundation that says, you know what? You can, and you can accomplish anything that you want as long as you control the controls and master your mindset and stop letting people imprison you. Be free. Here's the one thing that stifles a lot of people, and I want to end with this, guys, because it hurts a lot of people, and I'm speaking from practical experience. Your perception is your reality. Stop thinking like a victim and start thinking like the victor. If you're always thinking like the victim, then you can never be victorious. See, because your perception determines your opinions. And now that's strong. Your perception of a thing, of a situation, of a person determines your opinions. But if you always perceive that the world is out to get you, then you will always be the victim. Your perception gives you options, which of course call for decisions and spark the actions that you do. Your perception of a thing, it gives you the options, which call for decisions that spark action. So what happens? Every time somebody says something, you perceive that they're talking about you. You perceive that they're out to get you. You perceive that they're against you. You're thinking like the victim and not the victor. See, because if you're the victor, if you know that you're already victorious, God's got you. We say all of this stuff, God got me. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm this, I'm that. When we say that stuff, do you really believe it? Because if you believe it, then you've already got the victory. Why are you sweating the small stuff? Why do you care about somebody saying what? Somebody's talking about me. Somebody's saying this. Somebody's saying that. Why are you sneaking around, gossiping to everybody and creating drama? Why are you perpetuating stuff? Because you're not victorious. You have a victim mentality. Let people think what they will about you. Do what you're supposed to do. Your perception is your reality. Everybody's gonna. You can't change what people think. That's up to them. If they perceive it, if they always perceive that you're talking about them, if they always perceive that everything you say is secretly you're talking about them, then they're being the victim. And you can be there's different types of victory, guys. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter. That's why I played that song by Prince earlier. You don't have to be a movie star. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to none of that. You can perceive that the world is against you and always be the victim, and you can have things, you can have stuff, you can have money. It doesn't matter. What I'm telling you is that stop perceiving that the world is against you. As I'm telling you, I didn't move forward until that. I got this little thing that I do now, and it's a little emoticon, and it's the little emoticon with the hands in the air and with the happy face. And in every situation now, it's the happy face for me. I think about that little emoticon. Every bad thing that's said, every situation that comes out, it doesn't affect me anymore because I know what I'm supposed to do. So I just said, you know what? In this situation, I'm just going to do what I know I need to do.
You do what you do, do you? Because your perception is your reality, but it is most certainly not my reality. Your perception gives the options, which call for decisions that spark your actions. What actions are you taking? Are you taking back the leading role in your life? Or are you just being a victim? Guys, thank you for listening in on the ground this morning, guys. It's been amazing talking to you guys. You know, you guys spent time with me this morning, and I greatly appreciate that. Very, very humbled by that. Guys, go out and be the pedestal for somebody else. Help somebody else bridge a gap. Guys, remember, hold on, guys. Hold on, because it's going to happen for you. It's going to happen. God bless you, guys.
Some days it seems like it'd be easier to just let go.
I know you're praying for a change, to see a sunny day. Nothing good has come your way for so long. You need someone to understand this place your heart is in. You just want to dream again and believe.
Yeah.
They are, yeah,
are coming to.